This goes to Dr. Strom, STROM, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Mary Garcia, date of birth 3/17/1948. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Garcia with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 10th of 2023. She has lost 7 pounds over the last 5 months, and she is trying to restrict caloric intake in order to lose weight slowly. She is tired intermittently, not every day. That comes and goes. Usually she's more tired with more exertion and busyness, but that does resolve with rest. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremity that is stable. No new medications, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has chronic stable edema of the lower extremities, and she does follow a low-salt diet. She does see Dr. Pauline Watson for cardiology on a regular basis also. She believes that blood sugars are stable in the morning, generally running in the low hundreds when she checks them. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Invokana is 100 milligram daily. She's also on Traceba. That is 50 units at lunch and 70 units at bedtime. She's on Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Diltiazem, 240 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 25 milligram twice a day. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And she may be starting Ozempic or Mounjaro. And that would be those would be safe medications for her, even with current kidney disease. Physical exam, weight 198 pounds and blood pressure 130 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.76. Estimated GFR is 30. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.7. Albumin 4.2. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the gross proteinuria range of 370. Hemoglobin A1C is 8.0. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. This is secondary to diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.